of Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. And that's why it's at the top of our lungs, because it's a new song. It's a song of redemption. It's a new birth song. Oh, sing to the Lord. And I'm going to give just a few verses of scripture and we're going to pray. But if anybody else has a comment, especially from the expanded Lee family there, you're welcome to jump in. But sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. I mean, if there's something, one of the things that marked the conference is the incredible singing. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. And so here's a blessing. I've got 1, 2, 3 comments. A blessing is, had somebody talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, and that this is probably tagging right off Stephen's comment about thank you for praying, had a fella say, as a result of this conference, I think God is calling me into ministry. So we can rejoice in someone who's just sensing the leadership of the Lord in his life and wants to look into training. So this is proclaiming the good news of his salvation from day to day. Verse 3, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. So peoples, this is a poor analogy, and I'm not a tea drinker, but I do drink tea periodically, but if you take a tea bag, and I'm not sure if that's an American thing or not, but a tea bag, and put it in the cup, and you let it seep, you could watch the tea come out of the bag and infect the water around it. And it's very, very probable that this conference will be like that. I mean, it's in the bag, okay, but it's been put in the water. And it's gonna seep. There's gonna be fruit that comes from the conference on a regular basis. There's gonna be as a result of praying and we don't want to discount the work that went into this conference and the planning. But just think of that. It takes a while for his glory, declare his glory among the nations. It takes person to person talking, little by little talking for his glory to be among the nations. So let's continue to pray for fruit that remains, fruit that comes from such a conference. There's going to be people driving home thinking about all the things they heard. There's going to be people sitting in church on Sunday, and some things that they heard are going to come back to mind, and God's going to continue to connect dots in people's minds. And
Rick.
Yes.
Can I just say a quick word?
Absolutely, Mark. Oh, yes, Mark. Good to see you.
I'll be just real brief. It's funny because I went to the conference a little confounded. I needed to hear something from the Lord, and it was something specific. And I said, Father, I just pray that there's going to be something very specific for me there. And I got it. Mm-hmm. 3 things. And when Dr. Sexton preached, I turned to my friend who I was with, and I said to him, this was the message God had me to hear, and it was very precise. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that. I kind of went in a little beaten up and a little broken and a little discouraged, and I kind of walked out of there with a bounce in my step again. So I praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mark, for sharing that. Stephen could probably say the same thing as far as people. I mean, we've had folks, in talking to people, they've said that exact same thing. I came with a need. God met the need in my heart. And that's a result of praying. Even this morning, I had somebody comment about an hour and a half ago, I had somebody make that same comment. So God's at work. God is at work. And he has used the conference to spur people on. What's the word? Stir people on to love and good works. So we can rejoice in that. A couple other comments before we pray. Verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. I couldn't help but think of the Vault Project. So the project of securing sermons for a long time to be able to protect and maybe insulate and isolate these things from a cancel culture. He is to be feared above all gods, even above our culture. We want the Word of God to be manifest and honored. And then lastly, verse 6, honor and majesty are before him. Honor and majesty are before him. So this is going to be a segue into our prayer time, but also really a connection between the over 300 days that we've been praying. I'm part of some other prayer groups, and I just want to say thank you for the fact that when we pray, honor and majesty are before us. So we are worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This is not an organ recital. It's not wrong to pray for physical needs. But the tone of our praying is normally adoration and theological, and it is scriptural based. This is, and praying scripture, this is honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. So that's a uniqueness. I'll make one final comment, because I was talking to Armin Tomasian, Pastor Tomasian, yesterday after he preached an incredible, incredible sermon on, you're going to look forward to hearing it when it's posted, on corporate prayer. And after he preached, he had come down the steps and we were talking about why it is that so many people, when we talk about corporate prayer, it's almost like you're talking a foreign language. And I had just heard somebody say, many times people don't come to our prayer meetings because they have come to our prayer meetings. And so they come and it's empty. And why come back to that? But that's not the case here. That's not the case in this prayer meeting. This is very fulfilling and very rich before the Lord.